You are still listening to The Captain.
103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Kita masih di The Captain bersama dengan tamu kita atau The Captain kita untuk minggu ini, President Director of BMW Indonesia, Ramesh Divyanathan. Dan bersama teman-teman juga dari BMW di studio juga yang menemani gitu ya. So, Pak Ramesh, you've been in BMW Group for 24 years, you mentioned before.
That's right.
And what's the most interesting experience you've ever had in your career so far, especially being transferred to other countries than Indonesia? And how do you see Indonesian market, Indonesian people, the way their consumer behavior compared to other countries, especially when they consume the BMW and all that stuff?
I would say in the end that actually the one of the most challenging and interesting jobs so far has been my posting to Indonesia.
Okay.
Yeah, it is such an interesting dynamic place to be in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. You've got this huge population, huge young population with young demographics, millennials coming up.
Yeah.
At the same time, we've got a big community of people who really love BMW. Whenever I meet the people, whether it's a motor show or at club events, I'm so thrilled to see this passion. Excitement in their eyes that they love BMW so much. In the end, some of them own many, many cars, and they've been owning cars since their grandparents have been owning BMWs. So it's really exciting to see that in the end.
Especially there was a famous movie back then in 1980s, 89.
Chatatan Boy.
Yeah, you know that.
I know.
And three. Yes.
And after that, there was a second one, Chatatan Harian Sea Boy.
Who taught you about this?
Well, we were involved in the last one to some extent.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And the BMW was so famous from then till now.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's fun to see in the end. You've got people who own a car from the 80s, and then the children own the latest cars in the end.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about the brand. It's a 103-year-old brand, but we're not old. It's always young at heart. Driving a BMW, it brings a smile to your face. That's the beauty of the brand value in the end, BMW.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe business in three words?
I would say it's challenging, it's exciting, and rewarding. I think you need these three things finally.
Yeah,
To really enjoy the whole job, to be passionate about the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of innovations do you think you're going to make for BMW Indonesia in the upcoming future?
We are looking very much particularly at the fact that on Sunday is the start of Ramadan.
Yeah.
And we know particularly that towards the end, around Lebaran, there's a huge migration of people, so-called mudik, for example.
It only happens in Indonesia.
That's right. What's different, I would say, in the end, is that the infrastructure development in Indonesia has been growing a lot in the last 5 years. I'm really excited to see that. New roads, the Trans-Java Highway.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end that there's a lot of potential for tourism within Indonesia, for using these beautiful roads. And what better way to use this beautiful road than to use the BMW?
Yep.
The X1 and the X3, for example, with their space, with their driving pleasure, I would say is a perfect car for mudik. With the low down payment and low installment plans that we have, and that you can find out more about it at the motor show, these are really ideal products in the end that I would encourage Brava listeners to go out to the motor show to find out more about these products, find out more about the schemes that we have to enable people to buy these cars.
Yeah. Actually, I couldn't agree with you more. Especially, what normally happens in mudik is the traffic jam.
That's right.
But you need to be in a very comforting car, right?
Yes.
You're gonna spend hours there, enjoying the music, talking, chit-chatting with your members of the family, right?
That's right. And you've got all these apps that you can use. You can listen to Spotify.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, there are some traffic jams, but you know, in the BMW. It's comfortable, it's safe, it's entertaining as well at the same time. And when the roads open up, or if you drive at a different time of the day, you can really enjoy sheer driving pleasure.
Sheer driving pleasure, itu motonya ya, Brava listeners. So, Jakarta is known for its heavy traffic.
Yes.
Inevitably. Could you give us tips on things to do in a traffic jam? What things do you usually do to kill the boredom sometimes, stuck in a traffic jam?
I think many people spend their time on the phones, looking at social media, Instagram, Facebook. I would encourage less of that in the car, because I think in the end it's bad for your posture, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah,
I see a lot of people with neck and shoulder injuries. I would say in the end, listen to the radio, listen to Spotify. You can listen to even online books.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an alternative way to spend time in the car rather than just hunched over looking at your phone all the time.
Yeah.
Probably reading as well. I think particularly for younger generation, I think too many young children are spending far too much time looking at their phones and tablets. It's a good time to read as well.
Interesting.
We should always read much more in general.
Great. You can always do all of the things in BMW, right?
For sure.
Is there any medium, any other platform we can connect, like to see the models of BMW aside from the website, maybe Instagram or something?
Yes, I would encourage listeners to follow our BMW Indonesia Instagram, Facebook.
You have your own account, Instagram?
Not yet. I mean, I do have it. But I'm quite passive.
Okay.
But I promised you that today we'll do a first posting, right?
You promised?
Together.
First posting,
yes,
together with me.
Together with you.
And also with the Bravo listeners. Okay. That's a test to make us really special.
Okay. Oh, to make me special.
Interesting. So the Instagram is BMW Indonesia.
Yes.
Any other Facebook maybe? Okay. YouTube as well.
Absolutely.
Yes. BMW Indonesia, probably listeners. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to share with our listeners, especially regarding the exhibition?
I think, you know, in the end, you know, visit the motor show. We have the biggest stand there in the premium segment, 11 products. And also not forgetting our mini brand as well. We've got some limited edition just for Indonesia. We call it the Ice Blue Edition. It's limited just for Indonesia.
Okay.
Come down and check these products out because they are really exciting. Even if you have some spare time and you're not interested to buy a car, go there, have a look, spend a day there.
True.
Go for a test drive in the end.
That's true.
Have fun.
Interesting. There must be some interesting promos, right, Jody?
Always. I would say. I mean, we are promoting extra things, extra warranty,
okay,
and extra service packages.
Great.
That you can only avail of yourself right there at the motor show itself.
Okay.
So go down and check it out.
Nice. Pasti banyak cara untuk bisa mendapatkan itu dengan promo-promo menarik ya untuk mungkin second atau third car Anda, Bravo listeners, untuk hadiah mungkin atau memberikan anak Anda ya buat si yang sudah masuk kuliah atau apapun itu purpose-nya. Tinggal dipilih deh satu di antara 11 model yang ada di International Motor Show ya. I wish I could talk, I could spend a little longer with you,
sure,
but thank you so much. I really appreciate for your being here to share with us.
Pleasure to be here.
And good luck. Paramesh, until we meet again, and we'll meet you on Instagram.
Yes.
You'll be more active in Instagram, right?
Promise.
To promote. You have to post in front of each variant of BMW.
Oh, okay. Each one. I've been overkill.
And tell everyone how good it is.
For sure.
Each variant. Is
I
that
will.
A promise?
It's a promise.
Okay. Gua ngerjain siapa? Gua.
I'm looking at my team now. You gotta do it for me.
But that's how you find people. That's how you find
that's
millennials
true.
Just like me in
that's
Instagram.
True. That's true.
Thank you so much, Pak. And Bravo Nisar, terima kasih banyak. Ini akhir dari The Captain. Kita ketemu lagi abis ini ya. Stay tuned only on 103.8 Bravo Radio.
Thank you for listening to The Captain with BMW Indonesia. This show is presented to you by BMW Indonesia and 103.8 Bravo Radio. BMW, share driving pleasure.